from the number one sports site in the world.
Yahoo! Welcome to the FC Yahoo Soccer Podcast.
FC Yahoo Premier League Season Preview Podcast. I'm Henry Bushnell with Shahan Ahmed and Alex Baker. It's rare that we're talking about a 10th place team as a legitimate title contender, but that's where we're at with Chelsea. Shahan, why don't you just give us a quick rundown of why we are talking about Chelsea as a legitimate title contender?
Well, Antonio Conte is a heck of a manager.
Yes, he is.
And they probably did the best business of anybody in bringing in N'Golo Kanté.
That is true.
I mean, you're talking about this team is chock full of talent. Eden Hazard on his day can be the best player in the Premier League. And you just added the most versatile, impactful midfielder in the entire Premier League. So, I mean, Chelsea is a championship contender on day one. I think that there's no... And they're not playing in Europe either. So they have really only one real competition to focus on. Obviously, they'll do the cup competitions as well. But I think Conte was a good fit. I wasn't entirely sold on him initially just because I thought that with Juve, he had a little bit too much of a comfortable ride. But, you know, what he did with Italy in the Euros just reinforced how good of a manager he is. And Conte actually mentioned Conte. That's K. Yeah, Conte.
Yeah.
Mentioned Conte with a C as the main guy to actually have an impact on him making a decision to move over from Leicester. So, I mean, that alone means this manager's, you know, done wonders to improve this squad. I mean, last year Chelsea really just had a problem with motivation. They quit on Jose Mourinho, in effect. That's what it looked like. That's what it felt like, and that was the word coming out of the team. I think that this year you can't quit on the Italian manager.
Yeah.
I think that they're in a good spot. They have a good team. They can really make things happen.
Yeah, and so first of all, this Conte thing, it's going to be the most annoying thing this season.
Commentator's dream.
Yeah, it's because, I mean, it's not Conte. Like, it is Conte, N'Golo Conte, but and Antonio Conte, they sound exactly the same.
I can't take it anymore already.
But Antonio Conte, when he came in at Juventus, he really did take them almost immediately from a good team to I'd say great team. They won Serie A 3 years in a row, and since they've established themselves as the dominant force in Serie A. And then when he went to Italy, he took a kind of not great squad.
Well, he picked a not a great squad.
Well, that's true. But he picked players that fit roles that he needed them in, and he did a job with them. And they were really, I mean, they were a epic penalty shootout against Germany. Away from a semifinal and possibly going further than that. And they were really one of the, I think tactically, they were probably one of the best teams, if not the best team at Euros. Is there any reason to think that he... Well, yes, there's definitely reason to think that he can't come in and do that exact same thing in the Premier League. But will he? Will he have a similar effect in the Premier League? What are the reasons that he can't, Alex?
You know, I was impressed with Conte. You were at his press conference. I think
yeah,
we're all
I was.
There.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, he speaks English well. He seems to... It's difficult to make a case against him, because I do really like him.
I'll make this simple case.
Go ahead.
So, yeah. There, you know, you pointed to Juve and how he just kind of rebounded him real quick. That was a weird situation. Juve had, you know, gone dropped down to Serie B for the Calciopoli thing. He came back and basically he took advantage of what everybody saw was coming, which was Inter was about to fall off a cliff.
Exactly. Milan.
Milan had like kind of jumped into that role, but you know they hadn't necessarily solidified. I mean, with Berlusconi there, just kind of the madness that was going on behind the scenes, it was waiting for them to crash as well. And neither of those teams have picked themselves up since.
Right.
So
I think you speak to it. I think that's why I picked Chelsea a little bit lower, because as you say, the situation in Italy on the ground was a bit different than it is in the Premier League.
Exactly.
It was a perfect storm. I mean, he came in and he set this foundation, and it had, you know, he took Juve, who had been historically, you know, one of the strongest, if not the strongest Italian team, and he brought the old lady of Italian football, as they call it, and he put her back on the forefront. And they haven't really dropped off since. They've won every league title, even after he left. Allegri's come in and done the same job. You know, Conte actually says something pretty funny. He said, Zlatan Ibrahimovic has only not won the league title once, and that's when I was at Juve and he was at Milan.
Yeah.
Because every other year, Ibra wins league titles. That's what he does. Yeah. And so, you know, there is a little bit of a swagger with him. And he, you know, he's definitely a manager's manager. You look at the tactical know-how.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's very impressive. And I do think that he's going to make Chelsea title contenders. I just don't know if it's this season. Because I think there's some other problems with the squad.
Yeah, so let's talk about the squad. I think the biggest need right now, well, I think there are multiple needs. Probably at every level of the field. They still might need another central midfielder, especially if he's going to play three in midfield. There are rumors that Diego Costa is on the way out, and he signed Michy Batshuayi, I think is how you pronounce it.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
try that.
I think I got it pretty well, to be fair. I'm not 100% sold on him, but they paid over £30 million for him. He's a striker, young Belgian striker. They still need somebody to partner with him, though. I think Conte likes to play two strikers. And he also probably needs somebody at the back. Like, John Terry isn't... I mean, I know every year we think John Terry is not going to be able to do it anymore. But especially in a system like Conte, he needs athletic center backs. I'm not sure John Terry is the type of center back he needs. And Kurt Zouma is coming off a really bad season-long injury. Gary Cahill's not getting any younger either. He's going to need a center back, too.
What kind of Eden Hazard are we going to see this season?
That's the key to Chelsea, right? That's just been the key to Chelsea.
If he decides he wants to be the best player in the world other than Cristiano Ronaldo and you know, Messi again, then Chelsea could win the title. But if he decides that he's not motivated... but I agree with you. To me, striker's the big... He's got to figure it out. Is Costa going to stay? Is he going to go? Is he going to get in Lukaku? Batshuayi might be a good guy for the future, but I don't think he's going to carry them. Certainly not to a Premier League.
Another
title.
Thing is, so Conte has at times played a four at the back system, at times he's played a three at the back system. If he plays that three at the back system with two strikers up top, like where does Hazard fit there? He almost more fits as one of the two strikers up top, playing with a bigger guy who can be that target guy, or maybe even as like the most attacking of the three midfielders because he's not a wing back.
He's not. But to be fair to Conte, you know, he's had those types of players that. Right. That aren't necessarily out and out pure number nines in the box that play as support strikers and kind of fall back in and that works. It's fine with him. I mean, he'll find a spot for Hazard. I don't think that's the issue. I think really it comes down to Chelsea do need to figure out what they're doing with Costa versus Lukaku.
Yeah.
And if Lukaku is really the way that they want to go with it, which makes sense because that was initially what they had planned when they brought him in the first time around before Jose pretty much kicked him to the curb. I think that you bring Lukaku in and you probably let Costa go to... Unfortunately, I don't know if Atletico really has space for him right now because Camaro came in. But even if you keep both those guys, I mean, Chelsea has the resources to pay more than one striker and really go deep. I mean, it's definitely an improvement on Falcao and Pato, right?
Yeah. And then, I mean, there's questions in midfield too. Like, are Fabregas and Matic Antonio Conte players? I'm not sure they are. I think, like, he can definitely... get Matic to serve in a role that he needs him to serve in. I'm not sure anybody is really sure what he wants to do with the squad, and that's why I think Chelsea's so interesting.
The midfield is really the question, right? That's where we need to kind of figure it out. There are really, I think that, so you mentioned the four in the back system versus the three back. Even when he plays three in the back, they tend to drop into four when they're back, you know, when they're actually having players come at them. And I don't think he's going to go for the three in the back because when you look at that three in the back, it's the Italian BBC, and Bonucci, Barzagli, Chiellini,
and those,
and then Buffon in the back. Like, that foursome knows how to play that system.
Exactly.
They've played it for so long that even when he moved on, Juve pretty much kept doing the same thing, and Italy kept doing the same thing. It was autopilot, frankly.
And nobody in England comes up playing that way.
No, and the thing is, like, unless he actually does get Bonucci, which I don't think Juve is going to sell him by any means, but let's say he somehow, unless he does that, I don't see why he would go to it, because Gary Cahill, John Terry, even Kurt Zouma, that's not your back three. They're just not built for it that way. It's a different personnel. You really need that Bonucci character, which I don't think that they have on that squad.
Yep. Okay, that's it for Chelsea. For Shahan Ahmed, for Alice Baker, I'm Henry Rochnell. You can check out all 20 season previews, all 20 podcasts at sports.yahoo.com/soccer. Thanks for listening.